Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. A state board has denied a Dubuque hospital's request to buy equipment used in radiation therapy, dealing a blow to plans for a $25 million cancer center. The Telegraph-Herald reports the State Health Facilities Council on Thursday denied Mercy Medical Center's request. Councilmember Roger Thomas says the hospital's plans were not ready yet. Mercy president and CEO says plans for the center will not be abandoned. It would be a partnership between Mercy and Medical Associates Clinic, and officials had hoped to open the center in 2019 or 2020. Findlay Hospital officials argue that they're already providing the necessary services at the Wendt Cancer Center in Dubuque. A training site for disabled veterans can now expand beyond the Quad Cities. Today, St. Ambrose University in Davenport celebrated the addition of new technology to its assistive technology house, making it accessible to anyone in person or online. Officially, it's a virtual demonstration and training site for home independence, made possible by local donations and a grant from the VA. The director, John Turnquist, says it's designed to help disabled veterans, but also their families and caregivers.
That a person can just scroll through, and if there's anything of interest there, saying, oh, the adaptive sink that moves up and down, or how can I actually get in the shower easily, or prevent a fall, or my vision's not the best. All these things have been actually already kind of preloaded in this virtual environment. So people can explore and find out and actually find those unique solutions, help themselves.
The university first opened Jim's Place 6 years ago, named for the late Jim O'Rourke, who suffered a spinal cord injury. The goal is safety and independence, Turnquist says, and to provide a training site for students and medical professionals. Faculty at Carl Sandburg College will get raises as part of a new contract. Last night, the Board of Trustees and the Sandburg Education Association announced they'll extend their labor agreement for 3 years. More than 20 years ago, the college and union in Galesburg began using interest-based bargaining and approved their first 3-year agreement. The current contract extension for the college would have expired in 2019. The new agreement includes salary and wage hikes of 2.75% for 2020, 21, and 22. The head of a national group meant to help elect Democratic governors around the country says he expects President Trump to be a big factor for Illinois voters next year. WBEZ's Tony Arnold has more.
Jay Inslee is the governor of Washington State and the incoming leader of the Democratic Governors Association. He's not picking favorites in the competitive Democratic primary for Illinois governor, but he says Illinois Democrats can beat Bruce Rauner next fall, in part because of the unpopularity of Donald Trump.
We have a president out there who's threatening our health care. He's threatening our basic civil liberties. He's threatening any sense of decency. And that has united our team like no other effort.
A spokesman for the Republican Governors Association says there's no evidence to show Trump's possible impact on 2018 elections. That group is supporting Bruce Rauner for re-election. I'm Tony Arnold.
A former Iowa State University administrator is suing the school, saying it gives students accused of sexual assault more protection than victims. The lawsuit filed by Robinette Kelly alleges the university blocked her attempts to properly investigate sexual assault complaints and stopped her from ensuring the university was Title IX compliant. Kelly was fired in the fall of 2015, and she now works at North Carolina State University. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.